He was cross-examined about his political and religious beliefs by his employers, removed from his position, and denied access to collections of fossils he needed for his work as a paleontologist. Also, he recounted to the Washington Post, when the Biological Society made a statement disowning Myers' article, he was counseled not to attend because, in his words, "I was told that feelings were running so high they could not guarantee me that they could keep order." He appealed to the Office of Special Counsel, a federal body that protects the civil rights of government employees, who found that he had been subjected to retaliation and a misinformation campaign. A December 2006 congressional report again vindicated Sternberg against many false allegations, accusing senior Smithsonian officials of having harassed, discriminated against, and retaliated against him. It became apparent that Sternberg had violated not a written law, but an unwritten one. Intelligent causation could not be considered, irrespective of either the state of the evidence or of whether or not scientists who were in any way associated with it had followed correct procedures in gathering and publishing evidence. Sternberg was supposed to have known better than to publish such a paper, even though it had passed peer review. Some argue that such unwritten rules actually hinder the very science they are supposed to protect. Mathematician and ID theorist William Dembski, for example, says, "Materialistic ideology has subverted the study of biological and cosmological origins so that the actual content of these sciences has become corrupted. The problem, therefore, is not merely that science is being used illegitimately to promote a materialistic worldview, but that this worldview is actively undermining scientific inquiry, leading to incorrect and unsupported conclusions about biological and cosmological origins." The limits of materialism. But surely materialism could not be wrong. Great thinkers argue for it. Materialism is wrong in its assessment of human nature because it is not in accord with the evidence. However, a couple of points are worth making about the limitations of materialism as a philosophical assumption. Materialism is a monistic philosophy, that is, a philosophy that assumes that everything that exists is fundamentally of only one substance, for example, matter. As Russell makes clear, it seeks to explain all of reality, from vast galaxy walls of the universe down to the subatomic quarks that underlie our own bodies, from the subtleties of the human mind down to the unconscious mimicry of an orchid.